You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
There was probably not a team that was lauded or talked about more at the trade deadline or just after the trade deadline than the Texas Rangers, because they definitely had themselves a very good couple of days there. So let's talk about that with T.R. Sullivan. I'm Allison Sutter. T.R., obviously there are still issues with the starting rotation. Nobody is denying that, but to get Jonathan Lucroy, Carlos Beltran, Jeremy Jeffress, that had to have really shaken the team in the right way. I would imagine that was very well received in the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah. You know, Allison, when July 31st rolls around, everybody's looking at it this Christmas and wondering what's going to be under the tree for them. And the Rangers were obviously hoping for, you know, something to make them better, something to show that the club believed in them, the ownership and the front office believed in them. And it happened in a big way with LaCroix, Beltran, and Jeffress. You know, three guys are really going to help this team. You know, they could have used a starting pitcher. They didn't want to pay the heavy price being demanded for them, so they went kind of in another direction and reinforced the lineup. You're looking at a lineup that's probably the best in the American League right now.
Yeah, I was kind of laughing at the whole Lucroy thing because I was watching this thing fall apart in Cleveland, and of course the reports are out that he had been traded there and then had blocked the trade, and then all of a sudden there were the Texas Rangers. Their name was thrown out there in the social media world, and it just was very reminiscent, of course, of a year ago when the Houston Astros had a deal for Cole Hamels, and then he said no thank you, and then the Rangers swept in and got him. So it had to have felt like a little bit of deja vu with that, right? Were you not at all surprised when you heard that the Rangers were, you know, right in that thing after the Indians thing fell apart?
Yeah, I mean, the thing was, right about the time the LaCroix trade was going down with the Indians, you know, some of us, it kind of felt out the Rangers, and I think it was Saturday night, you know, we were getting strong messages from the Rangers that they were not going to be able to do anything big. And this trading deadline was going to pass quietly. And then once the LaCroix trade fell through, it became obvious that the Rangers were re-engaging with the Brewers. And, you know, Beltran, his name had come up earlier in the week, but nobody really took it a whole very seriously. We all kind of thought that they were really concerned about Shin Soo Chu and coming off the DL, but once it seemed like that Chu was going to be able to come back and be fine, you know, we felt like, you know, the Beltran thing would die out.
Yeah, no, it seemed to be pretty savvy moves all around. I heard a couple just lines of conversation that I thought were maybe a little bit exaggerated, but basically the thinking was, well, you know, they didn't get starting pitching, but the rotation is definitely going to maybe even improve just by having Lucroix behind the plate with a great pitch framer. He's a veteran guy. He calls great games. Can that really make that much of a difference between in pitching?
That supposes the fact that the Rangers' catches were weak in that department, and I don't think that's the case. I think Bobby Wilson and Robinson Chirinos were doing fine defensively behind the plate. I think they were very good defensive catchers. I think the big problem was they weren't, you know, producing big numbers offensively. But, you know, I think that's overrated. I think the Rangers' pitchers will be what they are. I think Lucroy may help a little bit, but he's also coming to the American League, and he's also coming to a new pitching staff. So, you know, whatever advantages he might have might be offset by those two factors.
Yeah, now, Carla, I don't want to get too far away from Carlos Beltran. He was going to be a perfect fit for a lot of teams. I know the Astros were also looking into him. You know, he has such a good track record in the postseason. And you can't make too much out of what he did in 2004, because that was obviously 12 years ago. He was 27 years old at the time. He did go off completely, hit like 8 home runs in the postseason. He's obviously an older guy now, a different player, but having that playoff experience and having success in the postseason, I guess that does carry a lot of weight still, even though he's, you know, at a different stage of his career.
Yeah, you know, playoff experience is a big thing, but, you know, the Rangers have that. Beltre has that. Moreland has it. Andrews has that. You know, to get another big bat in the lineup, you know, it's certainly not going to hurt the Rangers. I mean, 1-9, they have offensive threats at every part of the lineup. I mean, I think Elvis Andrews is batting ninth, and You know, this guy was hitting, at one point, he was hitting 290. So, I mean, what Belche does is he just gives them a very powerful lineup. You know, as good as they had maybe in 2011 when they almost won the World Series. I mean, you know, 1-2-9, they stack up as well as anybody in the American League, probably better.
So they still have to piece together. They're waiting for a couple of starters to come back, obviously, with Derek Holland and Colby Lewis and others. Not others, those two. But the fact that they didn't add to the rotation, they really they need to get through August with, like, A.J. Griffin, Lucas Harrell. That could be a little bit problematic. I mean, I know Lucas has done all right. That's often that happens when you have a guy that just kind of comes in and hasn't been seen a lot lately. So there have to be still some concerns there with the starting pitching, right? I mean, they're not totally out of the woods on this.
You're absolutely right, Allison. I mean, the best thing is to get through August. You know, Colby Lewis was pitching lights out before he went down with a strained muscle in the back of his right shoulder. You know, he's going to miss 2 months. He'll be back at the end of the month, hopefully. We'll see if he's as effective as he once was. You know, Derek Holland, he'll be back at the end of the month. He's getting ready to go on a rehab assignment. You know, Derek has been hot and cold over the last 3 years. He's had a lot of injuries. He's had moments where he's pitched well, moments where he hasn't pitched well. You know, we'll see. Right now he's feeling great, and he should be ready to go right around August 21st. And A.J. Griffin has pitched pretty decently. The big thing right now, I mean, it's Cole Hamels and Yu Darvish are holding up this whole team. I mean, they're the two starters. They're the two frontline guys. We all know Hamels has pitched well this year. Darvish is still, you know, feeling his way back from all his injuries. You know, he's got incredible talent, incredible stuff, all that neat stuff. But the endurance isn't there yet. The durability isn't there yet. And he's still yet to really get on that in that good role that you would think a frontline starting pitcher would get on. So, you know, a lot depends on Hamels and Darvish, not only now but in the postseason. I mean, it's great to have two frontline starters to lead your team into postseason. But you saw what happened with Kershaw and Greinke with the Dodgers. I mean, they had two, you know, two of the best of the best leading them into the postseason, and you know they're still looking for a World Series.
Yeah, well, I still think that obviously the Rangers have put themselves in a very good position, so I think we all can agree that they are probably the leading candidates to win the AL West. So very interesting stuff. TR, thank you so much. Appreciate it. We will see you. We'll talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.